的第六节，我身心在那在你们的心里动了善功，以成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Philippians is what is known as a personal book.
腓立比书，我们也知道这是一卷私人的书信。
Because it tells us the most about the Apostle Paul.
那么这是有关于使徒保罗的。
It is a very personal letter.
基本上这就是都是一些私人的一些书信的来往。
But it's also a very practical letter.
但是也是很实际的一卷书卷。
Because it deals with a lot of the problems in life that we all face.
常常谈到我们人生一生会碰到的这些问题。
It's a lot of examples of day-to-day decisions.
跟我们今天世代相关的种种的问题。
But most of all, the book of Philippians is a positive book.
更甚的，这腓立比书是一个非常具有正面的一卷书卷。
The words joy or rejoice or be glad or be happy are used 17 different times in this book.
那么有关于这些喜乐欢乐的事项呢，在这本书有记载了17次。
So in the first chapter, Paul starts off right away talking about people.
那么在腓立比书开始，那保罗就谈到有关于人。
You know, if relationships are bad, life is not very pleasant. If relationships are bad, life is not very pleasant.
假如我们的人际关系不是很好，那么我们的生活大概不会过得很愉快。
If our relationships with people are strained, then life becomes very difficult.
这个人际关系处理不好，那么当然你的生活就不那么乐观了。
And if you have problems with people in your life, it will kill the joy that you could have.
你跟人家相处不好，那当然你得不到从人际关系所得来的这些喜乐。
So this morning I want to talk about how we can enjoy the people in our life.
那么我们现在早上就来谈谈我们如何来在我们跟人之间呢，那么能够得到一个喜乐。
Have you ever thought about or ask yourself the question, do I enjoy the people that are around me?
那么我们来花一个问题，我们自己对我们周遭的人是不是都能够很和乐的相处呢？
The people that you work with，
你跟你一起工作的人，
The people that you're married to，
和你的配偶，
Your family, your friends，
那么你的家人，你的朋友。
The problem I find is that we really don't enjoy the people in our lifeThe problem is that we really don't enjoy the people in our lives.
问题是我们往往并不怎么从我们跟人与人的关系中得到这么一个喜乐的。
We tolerate them.
我们虽然容忍。
We put up with them.
我们也应付过他们的。
We endure them through all of their faults and their problems.
虽然我们经历了他们造成的这些问题或是麻烦。
So what does it take to enjoy the people in our life?
那么怎么样才能够从这些人际关系呢得到喜乐？
I believe the Apostle Paul gives us four keys in this book of Philippians.
所以保罗在这腓立比书里面他给我们的有四个要点。
First, we are to be grateful for the good in people.
第一个我们就要非常的感谢对这些我们所碰到的这些好的人。
For example, in verse 3, he says, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
第三节这样说，我每逢想念你们，我就感谢我的神。
Paul said he liked to remember the good things about people.
保罗这样说，他总是纪念的这些人给他带来好的事项。
Basically, remember all of the good times that they had.
换句话说，他想念他与人们相处的这些美好的时光。
Remember the positive experiences.
这些有正面的这些影响。
What do you remember about people?
那么你对你周遭的人，你记得什么了？
Do you remember the good experiences or the bad experiences?
你对他们，你记得他们好的经验，或者是坏的影响呢？
See, when Paul said this, he had not had a very easy time in Philippi.
在这里保罗也说，他虽然跟腓立比的人相处的也不是那么完美。
Acts chapter 16 tells us the background of this, this story.
在使徒十行传十六章也谈到当时保罗所相处的一些情境。
When Paul went to Philippi, he was wrongfully arrested.
因为保罗在腓立比，他被误认而被逮捕。
He was whipped and he was humiliated.
他在当下是被鞭打，那么被羞辱的。
He was thrown into prison.
他被人下到监狱里。
And while he was in prison, there was an earthquake.
那在他下监狱的时候，却发生了一个地震。
And then he was asked to leave town. He was asked to leave town.
那么他被人要求离开那个城市。
Paul did not have a very good time in Philippi.
事实上，保罗在腓立比并不是过得很愉快的。
In fact, he had a pretty bad time.
事实上，整个经验是不是那么理想。
But yet he says, when I think of you, I remember the good things. I thank God for you.
这里说他想到你们他们呢，他就非常感谢神。
So I thank God every time I remember you.
也很感谢神每次当我想到我就这样的感谢。
He could have remembered all of the painful memories.
事实上他可以想到当时他所经历的这些不好的体验。
But instead, he chose not to remember the painful and he focused on the things that he could be grateful for.
那么与其他想到这些不愉快的事项呢，那么他选择去想念这些好的事。
I'm sure that all of us at some time or another in our past have been hurt by someone.
我想我们人的一生在一生里总是有些人经历了这些受人伤害的事情。
Maybe we're still holding on to that hurt.
或许我们现在说不定心里还惦念着这些伤害。
Because of that, we cannot enjoy them today.
那么因为这样，所以我们不能与那人的关系而得到喜乐。
Because we still focus on the bad, we still focus on the negative.
因为我们仍然还是想到那些不好的专注的那些不是正面的。
But if we learn from Paul.
假如我们从保罗那边来学习
，Be grateful for the good in people。
那么对好的事、对好的人，我们都要心存感谢。
You know, pleasant memories are a choice。
那么一个很好的一个怀念，当然是一种选项。
I can choose what I'm going to remember about the past。
当然，我对我过去，我有选择。记住的怀念的这么一个权利。
Whether it's going to be the good or the bad.
不管是好或者是坏。
So the first lesson that Paul gives us is to remember the best, forget the rest.
那么第一个我们学习到的就是总是要记住那些好的，把那些不好的给抛开。
I'm not saying that we deny the hurts that we have experienced.
我们并不是说我们对这些曾经伤害过我们的这些经验完全来否认。
Or that we excuse the weaknesses in other people. That we should not excuse the weaknesses in other people.
那么我们也不应该为别人的这些软弱找了一个借口。
Because that is actually psychologically unhealthy.
因为在心理学来说，这个根本是不是健康的。
But instead, we should focus on the good and to choose to emphasize the individual's strengths.
那么取代着我们要去记着这些好的，那么这个是一个正面的事情。
Now, I've said this before.
以前我也说过。
We always hear people say, "He's a good man, but." And anytime we hear that word, but,
曾经啊、人们常是这样说啊、譬如说啊、某某人是一个好人，但是
，the emphasis is going to be on the negative and not the positive.
那么这些啊、接着但是，那么再来的往往是啊、一个负面的形容。
So be grateful for what we have.
那么对我们应所得到的，我们应该要心存感谢。
Be grateful for the good in people.
那么对那些好的人，我们要感谢。
Every time we see the word grateful,
我们每次啊、看到这个感谢的这个字。
When we see the word grateful in Scripture, we will always see next to it God's peace.
那么看到这感谢的一个经文，总是可以连接到神的一个平安。
If we can learn to be grateful for the good in people, then we can have the peace in our heart.
假如我们能够从这些好的人、的关系那么能够做出的一个感谢往往就可以得到神赐给我们的一个
We also see that Paul really appreciated the loyalty of the people
这里我们也看到保罗感谢人们、对我们的这些、相同的一个信念
Verse 5
第五节
For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now
因为从头一天直到今天
Who has been your loyal friend?
那么你的忠实的朋友是哪几个呢
Maybe someone at work
或许是跟你在一起工作的人
Maybe it's a friend
或者是朋友
A spouse
或者是你的配偶
A family member
或者是你的家人
Maybe they didn't do anything that was really spectacular
或许他们也没有做出特别、特别、感动你的事情
But time and time again when they had the opportunity to walk out on you they didn't do it、
往往他们虽然有很多机会来、晃信你但他们并没有这样做。
They hung in there. They remained loyal to you.
他们就持续的那么、能够、忠实的对待你。
So like Paul, we should think about the loyalty of those who are in our life.
就像保罗这样说，我们对我们生活周遭的这些朋友，我们要想想是谁、对你、忠心的。
Focus on their strengths and not their weaknesses.
那么我们要、要这个比较去、强调人们、正面的一个影响力，而不是人们的缺陷。
The second key that Paul lists is to practice positive praying.
第二个就是保罗提到。要、有一个正面的一个、祷告
Verse 4 he says always in every prayer of mine making requests for you all with joy
第四节这样说每逢为你们众人祈求的时候总是欢欢喜喜的祈求
Can you imagine what it would be like to have the Apostle Paul praying for you
想想看假如我们、希望、保罗、使徒保罗为我们来祷告
Wouldn't that encourage you? I said, wouldn't that encourage you?
你这样的不是对你是一种鼓励吗?
Don't we become encouraged when we know that someone, or some people are thinking of us or praying for us?
假如有人、想念我们也会为我们、代祷这样不是对我们是一种非常、鼓励的一个、行动吗?
So the quickest way to change a relationship from bad to good is to start thanking God in prayer for people.
那么一个很快速的能够改变你的想法从坏的而进入到好的就是你能够、很喜乐的在神的、里面的能来祷告。
This will do two things.
那么有两件事可以做。
First, it will change your attitude.
第一个就改变你的行为。
Secondly, it will change them.
第二个就是也改变了对方。
Positive praying is much more powerful than positive thinking.
这些很正确观念的一个祷告， 是比一个正确的只是一个想法那是更为有能力的
People might resist our advice maybe reject our suggestions for them
啊，有时候我们给人家忠告那别人或许会这样的抗拒
Sometimes they won't even listen to our offers of help
甚至别人根本对你的忠言根本不听的
But when it comes to prayer
但是当我们来到祷告的时候呢
They are powerless
那这是非常有能力的
You know, most of us are good at praying at times of a crisis Most of us are good at praying during a time of crisis or trouble
Okay, 当我们遇到困难的时候我们总是会去做一个很深刻的一个祷告
But on a normal day-to-day basis, what do you pray?
但是在日常生活你是怎么样来祷告呢
so, Lord God, bless them
当然就是求神的祝福了
That's so general
这是很普遍的
So ask God to bless people
求神来祝福人们
But the more specific we are in our prayer, the more specific the answer will be.
假如我们在祷告里面有更生动更有具有意义的时候呢，往往会得到神的回应。
So Paul spells out very specifically what he is praying for in other people.
所以保罗在这里也谈到祷告为这些别人来祷告。应该是会非常的专注的
Verses 9 to 11
9节到11节
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment Verse 10
第10节
That you may approve the things that are excellent and you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ Verse 11Being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. So there are four things that Paul prays for in other people.
那么这里有谈到有四件事情是保罗为人们的来祷告的。
And we can pray these things for people in our life.
那么我们也可以用这些来为别人祷告。
And we can be assured that they will be answered.
那么这也确定我们祷告会得到神的回应。
Why?
为什么呢
Because it is God's will.
因为这是神的旨意
It is in the Bible.
这已经写在这圣经的经文
First, he says, pray that they will grow in love.
第一个就是要祷告要你们的爱心能够多而又多
That means to abound in love, like a, to overflow.
就是要让这个爱心能够满意
Secondly, he said, pray that they make wise choices.
第二个要祷告的是求在知识和各样的见识上能够增加。
That they are able to discern what is best.
那么能够分辨这些好的。
Third thing he prays for.
第三他所祷告祈求的。
Pray that they will do the right thing.
就是要做出好的正确的事情。
That they will be pure and blameless.
就是能够诚实而无过
They will have a clear conscience
是要非常清楚的一个良知
And fourthly, pray that they will live for God's glory
就是要生活在神的荣耀里
In their life, there will be the fruit of righteousness
那么一生就结满了仁义的果实
Paul says, if we want to enjoy the people in our life
保罗这样说我们要从人们的关系里得到一个喜乐呢
We must first be grateful for the good in people
第一个就是对这些善人我们要心存感谢
And then we practice positive praying
那么我们在祷告上又要非常有正确的一个观念
But then we must be patient with their progress
那么这些成长的事情呢往往需要人们的一个耐心
See, Paul always looked at people's future and not just at their past
那么换句话说保罗常常看到人们那么看到他们的远景而不是回顾他们的过去
He looked at their potential and was not he was very patient with how they were progressing
他看到人们的一个潜能，那么同时也深信这个潜能将来是可以大大的发展的。
Verse 6,
第六节，
Being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ.
第六节，我深信在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Paul is saying that what God starts, God will finish.
这里说保罗说神动的这个功他一定会让他完成。
What God started in your life at the time of salvation, he will eventually bring it to completion.
当神在你的一生赐给你这一个救恩，他一定会在你一生完成他的救恩。
Mankind is a very good starter, but a very bad finisher.
人们总是一个很容易做一个起头，但要让它终结呢，结束往往不是一个很可靠的一个动作。
Man will start a building and leave the building unfinished.
有时候人去盖一个房子，但至终却没办法完成。
Start to write a book, leave the book unfinished.
开始写的书，但是却没办法完成它。
Start to do home repair projects around the house, leave it unfinished.
有时候家里要做一些修缮的工程，一开始了，但最终还是没办法完成。
Man does not always finish what he starts.
人总是对他所做的起初的工作，往往是不会如期的完成的。
But God always finishes what he starts.
但对神来就不是这样子。
He does not make a bird and only give him half of a wing.
他不会只是在你的身上做出半吊子的一个事情。
He does not make an unfinished flower. He does not make an unfinished flower.
他也不会让这个花只开了一半。
Or an unfinished star. Star.
或者是一个没有完成的星球。
He puts the finishing touches on everything that he does, and in any says it is good.
他一切的说创立的事情都是这样完完整整的。
The Bible says when Jesus Christ starts working in your life, he will complete what he started.
这里说耶稣基督已经在你的心里动了这个善功，他就会完完全全的来成全这个工作。
In spite of all my faults,
不管我做了什么错事，
In spite of all my bad decisions,
或者是我做了错误的选择，
In spite of all my sins,
或者是我错误的发生的这些罪行，
In spite of all the circumstances that I face in life,
不管我一生遇到什么样的一个环境，
God is going to finish what he started in my life.
神对我一生的工作他终将会把它完成。
The same is true for you too.
那么对你来讲，
The Bible says that one day when we get to heaven,
圣经这样说，有一天我们到了天家，
we're going to become just like Jesus because we will see him as he is.
我们就会如同基督一样。
And this is our goal.
这就是我们的一个信念。
And God will finish what he started.
神一定会完成他在我们身上所起的这个工作。
So the third key is that God is not finished with people. God is not finished with people. The third key.
第三个重点呢是 not finished.
Not finished.
神对人的一个工作是还没完成的。
So we need to be patient with how people are progressing in their spiritual life.
那么在这中间我们就要有一个耐心看他的成长。
To enjoy people, we must allow for their growth, allow for their development.
那么我们要从人际关系去得到喜乐呢，那么我们就要让这个关系能够慢慢的成长，让它的发展。
Paul said, I'm not the man I used to be, thank God.
保罗说感谢神，我已经不是过去的那个我了。
But also thank God, I'm not the man that I'm going to be.
那么也感谢神我不会再去成为我过去想要做的那位人。
Because he's growing, he's changing.
因为他已经成长了，已经改变了。
You know, there's no such thing as a perfect child.
那么 绝对没有一个事情是十全十美的。
Except my kids. No, I'm just kidding. They know they're not perfect. And there's no such thing as a perfect adult. There's no such thing as a perfect adult.
一个成年人也不会是十全十美的。
And if we demand perfection of the people in our life in order for us to enjoy them,
假如我们只是要求别人做得十全十美，那我们应该要的是能够去享受这些人的关系。
Then you're going to be miserable for the rest of your life.
那么假如你是只是要求别人，那么你的关系呢？一生一定是非常的凄惨的。
If someone has to meet a certain standard before you can enjoy them.
假如这个人一定要达到某一种标准，那么你能才能够去从那边得到喜乐的话，
you are going to be a very unhappy person.
那么你终将是一个非常不高兴的人。
Because nobody is perfect.
因为没有人是十全十美的。
Paul said that he enjoyed the Philippians.
保罗这样说，他对腓立比人是非常的喜乐的。
Because he chose to ignore the bad things that had happened and he concentrated on the good.
因为他选择了忘却他们的不好，而只纪念他们好的事项。
He was grateful for their good.
那么他对这些好的，他总是这么一个感激。
And he practiced positive praying.
那么也为他们做出一个适当的一个祷告。
He prayed with joy.
那么用一个喜乐的心来祷告。
And for specific things in their life.
那么对特别的一些事项来代祷。
If we want something to change our attitude,
假如我们要来改变我们的行为，
we have to start praying for that person that irritates us.
那么我们就要对对这些人对我们的一些骚扰呢，那么一定要给丢弃掉。
Maybe it's a person you work with.
或者是有一个人跟你一起做事。
Maybe it's a person in your family.
那么或者是你的家人。
Maybe it's your child.
或者是你的子女。
Your husband or your wife.
或者是你的配偶。
Or your mom or your dad.
或者是你的父母。
Pray for them.
为他们来祷告。
And then see what happens to your attitude.
那么看他们对你的行为有什么影响？
And then be patient with their process because life is a matter of growth.
那么但是中间我们就要有忍耐的心，因为人的生活总是这样的成长着。
Christian life is a growing process.
那么基督徒的生活也是要这样的来成长。
We have to go from A to Z. A being when we receive Christ and we are baptized, and Z when we enter into heavenly kingdom.
譬如说我们的基督徒的生活是从 A 到 Z， 那么 A 就是你接受了这个救恩，那么这个 Z 就是你将来到天堂去。
And that's a long way to go.
这条路是非常的长远的。
We cannot expect somebody to jump from A to Z overnight.
没办法一晚就从头跑到尾。
It takes time.
这是要花点时间的。
Verse 6 again.
再谈是我们的第六节。
Being confident of this very thing. See, if we underline it, we circle that word confident because Paul believed in God's power to change the human personality.
这里说深信是因为保罗他绝对相信神能够改变我们的心意。
Paul believed that no person was hopeless.
保罗是这样认为，没有一个人是绝对无望的。
He never gave up on people.
他对人，他不会去放弃他。
And this is a great promise of God.
这是神一个很伟大的一个。
Paul always talks about faith.
一个伟大的一个应许。那么保罗总是谈到
faith.
那么这个一个信仰。
Faith is expecting the best from other people.
那么这个信仰，他对人。其他的人会做出好的，那么行为呢？他是深具有信心的。
Common mistake that we make is we tend to judge people on the basis of how far they have to go rather than how far they have already come.
往往我们对人 的要求啊，总是要认为人应该如何做得多好，而是不是啊想到人过去所做的一些事情。
So Paul is saying, love people from your heart.
这里说我们要用心来爱人。
One thing I've learned in life is that if people are not on my heart, then they are on my nerves.
我有一个经验，就是假如我们不是用心来对人呢，那么一定这个人会影响到我们的神经，让我们紧张。
If you don't have your children in your heart, they will get on your nerves.
假如你心里没有小孩，那么一定是个小孩准备让你紧张了。
If you don't have your spouse in your heart,
假如你心不存你的配偶，
he or she will get on your nerves.
那么他一定会来开始挑剔你了。
So this is the reason why so many marriages are falling apart.
也因为这样的一个理由，很多婚姻就这样的碎掉了。
Because the husband's wives react to each other from their mind rather than from their heart.
因为夫妻的相对往往是用尽脑筋，而不是用你的心。
When the wife says, "I am feeling depressed," if the wife says, "I am feeling depressed,"
假如这个太太说，我现在觉得很沮丧。
Listen to her.
你要好好的去听她说。
Because it's legitimate. It's for real.
因为这是真的，一个感受。
But when the husband says, "I don't feel this is the right thing we should do. We should do it another way."
或许说这个先生说，这想这个不是一个正确的方法，我们要做，我们应该用别的方法来做这个事情。
Show respect. Listen to her.
我们应该要尊重，同时听他怎么说。
Because listening and loving from the heart, it really goes beyond words.
因为倾听对方的倾诉呢，和用心去爱，这个是往往是有一些让人想不到的意境。
True heart love begins with understanding, begins with knowing why that person feels that way.
那么真正的一个含有爱的一个心，那么是往往建立在彼此能够互相了解的基础上。
Why does a person, a guy at work, act like such a jerk?
为什么我们常会认为跟你在做的这个事情，这个人看样子好像是一个傻瓜。
Maybe we don't know the background in which he grew up in.
或许我们对他的成长的过程没有相当的了解。
And maybe he's a whole lot better now than he used to be 10 years ago.
或许他现在的表现跟他十年前的行为比起来，现在已经好得太多了。
So instead of being a real jerk, maybe he's just a jerk now.
虽然是看起来很像一个傻瓜，但总是比以前好过。
And maybe eventually, with your help, he will no longer be a jerk.
或许透过你的帮助，他就慢慢的恢复正常。
So we need to understand the mood of the people closest around us.
所以我们对这些周遭的人的一些一举一动，我们应该要有所关心。
Why do they act the way they do?
为什么他们会做出这样的一个行为呢？
And if we really care about them, we will be aware of why they do.
假如我们真的很关心他们，就会去想想这些来龙去脉。
So this kind of heart love begins with understanding. How do we get this understanding?
那么这样的用心去爱别人的话，就会了解别人是怎么个过活。
It's by asking questions and listening.
不要常常要发问，我们有时候也要倾听别人所说的。
And how do you love those people that, even when you do understand them, they're still very unlovable?
那么你如何对一个虽然你知道这个人是怎么做，但是毕竟不是那么让人讨喜的人，你要怎么去爱他们呢？
Verse 8.
第八节这样说。
For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
第八节，我体会基督耶稣的心肠，切切地想念你们众人，这是神可以给我做见证的。
See, in Greek, the word affection is the same word for intestines.
这里所说的心肠呢
，or bowels, the intestines. So.In Greek society, the Greeks thought that the seat of the emotion was in your stomach, in your liver, your internal organs.
这里所说的这个这个感觉心肠就是如同我们身体里的器官一样。
So Paul would say, I have this gut feeling of love for you.
所以保罗说，我就有这种感觉，那么这种。心肠的感觉来想念你们。
It is an intensive love that makes us love even those that are unlovely.
这种很深切的感觉呢，甚至对那些不是很让人得喜的人都这样的想法。
This is not a natural kind of love.
这不是一般平常的一个爱。
It is a supernatural kind of love.
是。一个非常具有深远意义的一个爱。
That's why Paul says this kind of love is not from himself.
也就是因为这样，所以保罗说这个爱并不是从我来的。
But it is the affection of Jesus Christ.
这是从神那边才可以得来的。
Human love will wear out and dry up very quickly.
人们的爱心往往是很快的就是比较肤浅的。
This happens to everyone.
这个对每个人都是这样的想法。
The only kind of love that lasts and lasts, and regardless of the heartache or difficult times, is God's love.
只有神从神那边来的爱，才会这样久久远远的。
This is the only kind of love that lasts forever.
这是唯一能够永存的一个爱。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
看罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
And our hope does not disappoint because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
第五节盼望不至于羞耻，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
See, God's love is not something that we can generate on our own.
这里说神的爱并不是这种我们自己可以从我们自我来发生的这种爱。
It is something that is poured into us by the Holy Spirit.
这完全是借着圣灵的浇灌而来的。
As we let him live in us day by day.
我们应该让他居住在我们的心里。那么日常的一贯的。
Life is too short not to enjoy the people in your life.
假如我们对人之人在关系中没办法得到一个喜乐，那换句话说，我们的人生是非常短促的。
If we do not learn to enjoy the people that God has placed around us in our life, then we will be very miserable.
假如我们不能在周遭的人的关系得到一个喜乐的关系呢，那我们的一生终究是非常的不幸。
So as Paul begins this book about joy, he starts off talking about people.
这里保罗写的这个书信，一开始是从这个喜乐来做个开端。
And how we need to learn to respond to them the way Jesus did.
那么我们如何来回应耶稣基督为我们所做的
？So again, who do we need to be thankful for?
那么第一个就是我们要感谢谁呢
？Who have we taken for granted in our life?
那么我们对这样平白所接受的恩典在我们的生活里呢
？Who have we failed to appreciate?
那么我们应该要对哪些人来心存感激呢
？Are we praying for those around us every day？
那么我们是否为我们周遭的人来代祷呢
？Are we praying for our children？
我们是否为我们的子女
来祷告。
Our husband, our wives, our parents,
或者是父母，或者是配偶。
Do we pray that they will be filled with love and make wise decisions?
我们是否祷告要让我们的知识能够更加更上一层？
That they will be able to do the right thing and live for the glory of God.
有了丰富的知识，能够在世上中做对的选择，能够过一个敬神的生活。
So the secret of enjoying the people in our life is to be filled with God's love.
那么能够享乐人们之间的一个关系，那么这个的奥秘就是
filled with God's love.
那就是要充满从神那里来的爱。
When we look at people, do we consider how far they've already come, or are we still looking at how far they need to go?
我们看到一个人，我们是否了解他过去所经历的和他终将要去遇到的呢？
See, Paul started the church in Philippi.
在这里，保罗他在腓立比设立这个教会。
He was their founding pastor.
他是这个教会设立的一个传道。
Even though the time that he spent there was a very difficult time,
虽然他在腓立比遇到很多艰难的事物，
he had these people in his heart,
但他能够心存这些人，
because he chose to focus on the positive instead of the negative in the situations.
因为他选择去感念那些人对他所做的这些好事，而不是当下他们所遇到的那些困难的事情。
It's my prayer that we too can learn how to enjoy the people in our life, just like Paul.
那么我们希望我们的祷告能够如何如同这个使徒保罗一样，能够去从人际之关系呢得到这个喜乐。
And if we can do that, we will find ourselves growing spiritually more and more.
那么假如我们能够做到这一点，我们就会发觉我们的灵性是一天一天的成长。
Because when we focus on the positive, we will grow. If we focus on the negative, we will not grow. We in fact will go backwards.
也就是我们的信念应该是要专注这些正面的，那当然我们的灵性就成长了。
It is God's desire for us to grow in our spiritual life.
那么是神有这么一个意愿，希望我们的灵性能够日日的增长。